I can, Steve. Obviously a disappointing result, and yet, first 20 minutes, half an hour, we saw a lot of how far this team's come.
Yeah, I think it was major disappointment, really, to come out the back of that game like we have done with three goals against us. I don't think it was a three-goal game. You know, if Sam scores, Gramsy scores, when it's a post, all of a sudden it'd be a completely different game and we would deserve to be 2-0 up. And those fine margins at the moment, you know, it's tough for us, because when it becomes nip and tuck for them at the other end, you know, whichever four they perm, at this level they're lethal and they don't need too many invitations to have a finish on goal. But at the start of the game, we were delighted with how we were playing. We had a good pattern to us. We had a good shape to us with and without the ball. And then when you go a goal or two down, the lads start doing things then off the cuff a little bit, and you lose your shape even more. And then we got ragged in the second half, which we haven't seen that for a few weeks now. And there are things there we need to like work out again on the training ground. There's a couple of disappointing aspects, you know, when you look at their goals. The first one we know is a deflection, and Stocky gets done at the near post. Second goal, the two centre-backs with the ball in behind, that shouldn't happen. We were disappointed with that. And the third goal, it's, you know, it's almost irrelevant, really. We've ended up gambling then. It's what happens when we put two strikers on the field and leave them up there. We don't score any more goals with two strikers. It takes us into territory that we open the middle of the park up. It's not a good way for us. Our front three today, who have been absolutely fantastic for the last month or so, I would say, they didn't quite hit the heights that they have done. And that was a bit of a problem for us today, because they have been the shining light of the team and we didn't quite get there today. But they're a good team. They've got good players. And they get the chances, and then it's heartbreaking for you then, really.
There was always going to be a reminder sooner or later of how far the team's still got to go to get
out of this. Yeah, no. I don't know whether we needed a reminder, and I don't know if we needed a reminder in that fashion. So, you know, it is a tough one to take. It's been a lot of work, long week, loads and loads of meetings that have gone on for hours. Yeah, disappointing. Worked hard on the training ground, and I don't think we deserve to get beat. Certainly by three goals anyway. And it's the old adage: you need to take your chances when you're on top. And I remember saying to Lee Carsley when we were on top, we need to score now. And then it might have had a different reflection on the game. And even at 2-0 down, when we hit the post, I think there's another one where it hits a lad on the heel. So, you know, we could have been back to 2-2 before that third goal comes, but it's all ifs and ands, and back to the training ground.